the 27 worst charts of all time. I only have the first one. They got too awful after this. But, okay, let's just look quickly. This is not an overly complicated situation. I think we can all figure out pretty quickly what's going on here. Drinking age will remain 19 in incest pump schedule. So we're looking at a table that's talking about what the drinking age should be in Canada. We can see that there's a graphic of some kind here labeling 19 and 18. We see names of some of the particular territories. All right. Now, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Because if we see at the top, Canada, what are you doing, that y-axis scale. Let's make sure we're on the same page. What is the y-axis in this particular table?
Age.
Yes, age. And how are they framing age? 17.
Good question.
17.6. 18.2. What?
Yeah, good question.
Now, why do we think that they frame the ages in that way?
Because they're already drunk.
These are some of the drunk Canadians. Right? Answer to that question. Yeah, well, you're not alone in imagining that might be what's going on here.
Looks like they're trying to distort the magnitude to make their point.
Yes. So we have a problem with, if you only have two numbers possible, 18 or 19, they're trying to be, no, this is more significant. Look, you could be 17.6. That has nothing to do with the actual ages, but it does extend it and make it look like there's something more significant. This graphic is trying to exaggerate something. It's attempting to do something that's questionable, at least. What about the x-axis? Or maybe we should even go back to the y-axis. Where does it begin? It begins with 17 and ends with 20, right? 17. What do we know about basic graphics?
Start with zero.
Start with zero, right? That's pretty common across disciplines, across fields. I mean, if you've got huge numbers, you might start with zero and have an ellipses at some point so that you know, don't distort it, you have a huge graphic. But you don't start at 17. So that's a problem. What about the x-axis? What's the organizational pattern for this data?
Got me.
I have no idea.
It's just a list, right? It's not alphabetical. Like, there's no logical order to any of the data. It's just we're extending our y-axis to make it seem more important. We're then arbitrarily listing the names of the provinces here. It's not even grouped by who has 18 versus 19. It's not alphabetized. It's not geographically. I mean, I can't imagine any reasonable, rational explanation for this particular organization.
Seriously.
So, and what's the title of the graphic?
Drinking Ages Across Canada.
Drinking Ages Across Canada. Now, with our more acute minds on this topic, what do we think might be a better way to graphically represent this data? Or, a reasonable question, is this data that needs to be graphically represented?
No.
Why no?
It's already 19. It's not showing any future projection or any reason why it might change.
Yeah, there's only two data points and quite a few provinces. I don't get this at all. And then even on the y-axis, the increments are not equal. Yeah. You go to 17, 17.6, 18.2. Yes.
Maybe they don't even need to be a graph. Could it have just been a table instead? Maybe with the provinces alphabetically or geographically labeled?
Yes, this is a place where a table potentially would be more useful than the way they're attempting to graph. I mean, they're trying to make an argument through this graphic. But as was already pointed out, drinking age will remain 19. If the real point of this is to talk about the 19-year-old age requirement in that particular province, it makes us wonder what's this whole graphic doing here in the first place.